41. Marshall Brennan stood up as his son walked into his office, and Dink thought his face registered surprise. Marshall came around the desk with his hand out. "Hello, Dink," he said.
"Hello, Dad,"
Dink replied, shaking his hand warmly.
"It's good to see you."
He followed his father to the sofa, and they both sat down.
"They told me at the farm that you had checked yourself out."
Dink smiled.
"I thought I'd save them the paperwork. And by the way, thanks for the handsome briefcase. I'll try and put it to good use."
"I hope you will."
"Dad, I have some things to say to you, and I hope you'll hear me out before you start asking questions."
"I do have a way of interrupting, don't I?"
"Sometimes. First of all, I want to apologize for the way I've behaved for the past couple of years. I did some stupid things. I was smoking a lot of grass, gambling, and then I started selling the stuff. That's over now. I was never addicted to anything, thank God. During my stay at the farm, I had time to do a lot of thinking, and I want to get my life back on track."
"I'm glad to hear it," Marshall said warily.
"I'm going back to Yale in the fall and finish my degree, and I should be able to graduate with my class next year."
"You were a good student once," Marshall said.
"And I will be again. I'm thinking about law school."
Marshall nodded.
"You might make a good lawyer."
"We'll see. I have to tell you about some recent events, too. You'll remember Parker Mosley and my former girlfriend, Carson Cullors."
"Of course."
"They're both in rehab now, and it's where they belong. Something went really wrong with Parker. He went to Carson and told her that I wanted her to meet Herb Fisher, then claim he tried to rape her and ruin his career. I want you to know that I knew nothing about all this until Herb came to see me at the farm. I'm sure he still thinks I was involved, but honestly, I wasn't. Parker and Carson are lucky they aren't in jail, and they could have dragged me down with them."
Marshall said nothing.
"In any case, once they're out of rehab, they can resume their lives, and I hope it won't be their old ones."
"I hope so, too."
"As you know, I now have access to my trust, so I won't be needing financial help from you. You've done more than enough for me. I went online and looked at the statements, and I see that you've trebled the principal with your investing skills, and I'm grateful to you for that."
"I would suggest that you continue to let me invest the bulk of your funds," Marshall said.
"Thank you. I'd like that."
"I'll have Ann get the paperwork done for your new account."
"Thank you."
"Where are you staying?"
"I've got a room at the Lowell on East 63rd Street. I haven't thought beyond that."
Marshall went to his desk and wrote down something, then took a key from a drawer and returned to the sofa.
"The firm has a couple of apartments that we use to house out-of-town clients once in a while. If you like, you're welcome to stay in one until you go back to Yale."
He handed Dink the address and key. Dink accepted both.
"Thank you, Dad. That's very kind of you. I'll move in tomorrow."
"The house in East Hampton is still there, too. I don't get out there as much as I used to, but the staff is still there. They'd be glad to see you whenever you like."
"Thank you again, Dad. I'd enjoy that."
"Have you spoken to Herb Fisher?"
"Not since he came to the farm. He was understandably angry."
"You might go and see him," Marshall said. "I think Herb is someone you'd profit from knowing. And anyway, you'll need a lawyer."
"I called his office, but he's away this week."
"Oh, that's right. He went up to Mike Freeman's new training facility."
"Mike Freeman?"
"I'm sorry, he's the CEO of a firm called Strategic Services. They've opened a new school for security people."
"I'll call him next week," Dink said. Then he got to his feet. "Thank you for seeing me, Dad. I'll try to do a better job of living up to your expectations."
Marshall, uncharacteristically, hugged his son. Just live up to your own expectations, son. Dink signed the documents for his new investment account, said goodbye to Anne, and left. Anne came into Marshall's office.
You seem to have a new son, she said.
It appears I do, Marshall replied. I hope it lasts.